escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Paul Farrington of the Paul Farrington Show on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter at Farrington Show. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
I heard you with Andy Herman a few weeks back on the Pack-A-Day radio show. Wasn't familiar with you at that point. Since then, I've become more familiar with you, and I was like, well, this is great. We're going to look around the NFC North. He can talk some Vikings. And he can get his thoughts on the rest of the NFC North. So I'm glad you could join us. But then you told me after you said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'm on vacation. Then I felt guilty. So where on vacation are you, Paul?
I'm actually down in Virginia Beach right now, and it's funny. There's like a tropical storm warning coming in, so making sure you know that we're able to have a good connection and everything. Doing great. It's been fun down here, and hopefully the storm passes and can continue on at the beach.
I was about to say I'm jealous until you said the tropical storm warning. Then I stopped myself in my tracks from saying I'm jealous. Paul, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, the Packers come back. Right, intact. Starting quarterbacks back, starting running back, receivers, everybody's pretty much back. Coordinators are all back. Didn't lose anybody. The other three teams in this division all have some changes at some of the key positions, whether it's coaches or quarterback in this case for the Minnesota Vikings. Earlier in training camp, following on with the Vikings, there was a lot of, well, J.J. McCarthy is learning. J.J. McCarthy is going to figure that out eventually. What stage are we at right now with J.J. McCarthy through a couple of games?
I think it's a statement that a lot of Vikings fans tend to carry with them over time. It's cautious optimism. Now, normally that turns to disaster when you're talking about the Minnesota Vikings, but I'd say it's cautious optimism with J.J. right now. Like, he can do everything that we want him to. It's just a matter of, you know, going out there on Sundays now. He's had up and down practices throughout training camp. I think even in his preseason game, the drive that he had, there were ups and downs, but everyone can see he can get it done at this level. It's just going to be a matter now of, all right, when we're actually in the real game, go out and do it, because everything else is there around him. It's just, at this point, it's go out there and on Monday Night Football against the Bears, get a big division win in week one.
Give me a strength of McCarthy. Give me his biggest weakness right now.
Man, for J.J., I'd say So this isn't necessarily a game day strength, but I think his approach and everything, and this is where Packers fans typically get on us, but I just love the approach that he has to playing, the mentality, comes in leader on day one. You hear Josh Metellus talk about him, who's the captain of the Vikings, and everyone's able to rally around him quickly, just 22 years old, but he's got the attention of the locker room. And, I mean, that's something that I do think it's very important, because there's never any questions about people believing in JJ. It's just he's a guy that you can easily get behind and root for. So I do think that's a huge positive. Now, of course, for NFC North fans listening, they're going to say, well, what about his actual game, right? I think that he's a pretty accurate guy, and he's got more zip on the ball than you think, but he's a good processor. And, of course, having Kevin O'Connell, that's going to make everything pretty easy when you have someone who's such a good schemer. As far as weaknesses, I think one of the big weaknesses for JJ is honestly just going to be not having the big time reps yet coming into the regular season. Coming off a torn meniscus is difficult to do, and frankly, for someone, you know, Caleb Williams last year, all the mistakes he made, he got better as the year went on, right? He was able to come into this season with game day footage, with game day knowledge in the back of his mind. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for JJ to start this year. But when he gets firing, I do think the Vikings have all the pieces to go on a playoff run.
Vikings go and get Donovan Jackson in the draft there in the first round. Talk about that Vikings offensive line and what kind of a wall they're going to have in front of them.
I was actually thinking about this as I was driving over to get some crabs before this call. I was thinking
I got to tell you, I've never made that statement in my entire life, but go ahead. Yeah.
Nor have I, actually. It's just coming to me off the top of my head. As I was driving to get some food, let's just go with that. I was thinking about where this offense ranks in terms of my lifetime as a Viking fan. So let's just say like 2000 on. And I think this offensive line is probably the best unit that we've had really since like the 2009 season when you guys know Brett Favre had a great season with the Vikings, if you guys remember.
Didn't end that well, though, if I remember correctly.
No, I know. It's always that one piece of the puzzle that didn't fit. But I think this should be the best offensive line that we've had on paper in like 15 years or so.
Wow.
I mean, it should be. Now, of course, there's always asterisks with these things. So you got Christian Darrisaw coming off the ACL, right? Will Fries had a big injury last year. Ryan Kelly, the new center from Indianapolis, also an injury last season. So I think you look across the board and you have a bunch of guys who can all be Pro Bowlers outside of Donovan Jackson, who, you know, first round pick still. But this whole problem with the
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vikings right now still is, there's a lot of gelling that needs to come together. And like, again, we'll just have to see. But I think that this unit could be really, like, this should be a top 10 offensive line in the National Football League, which when you pair it with the weapons we have, that's where all the optimism comes for JJ. It's just a matter of him actually being good.
Paul Farrington of the Paul Farrington Show on YouTube. Go check it out. They have an NFC North preview up there right now. Lots of great Vikings content as well if you want to kind of eye up the enemy as we go into the season. Aaron Jones obviously was that guy that the Vikings got from the Packers. And then they go out and add Jordan Mason as well to this from the San Francisco 49ers. Is the thought that they're going to try and pull back maybe a little bit on Aaron Jones' carries to keep him more fresh?
I think so. I think that's why you go and you bring in a guy like Jordan Mason, right? Someone who could spell Aaron a bit.
He's a good player, too.
I think Jordan Mason's awesome. And we got a couple other guys on the depth chart. I've always liked Ty Chandler, too. Probably won't see a lot of game time. But, yeah, when you have Aaron Jones, remember the Jordan Love run at the end of 2023? Aaron Jones is a vital piece of that. I think he had been hurt earlier in the season, right? And he came back.
Correct.
And just started tearing it up. When you have that coming into the playoffs.
The reason he was tearing it up was because his legs were fresh because he didn't play for the first half of the season, like
exactly.
You said, right?
Exactly. And even last season with Aaron Jones in year one, go look at the New York Jet game when the Vikings were playing over in London. First quarter, Aaron's in the game. Everything's going great. He got hurt, completely changed the vibe of the offense for the rest of the game. Like, he's a critical piece of this Vikings attack. And the problem is, you know, he's old. He's an older guy now. He's starting to get injured more. I think bringing in Mason will be really big, just so in the hopes that the Vikings are going to be a playoff team, whether that's a wild card or a division winner, you want to have Aaron Jones ready to go. So I'm all for giving him some breaks and letting him save his legs for bigger games.
I think if I'm a Vikings fan, and I'm glad I'm not, but if I was a Vikings fan looking at this, I think for me, the two guys that I want to see be worth the money is Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave on that defensive line. I think that's what the season becomes all about, because if you get top-level production from them, I think that makes everybody else's job easier.
100% it does, and that's another one of the big questions with the Vikings. You mentioned the offensive line with Will Fries and Ryan Kelly coming in from Indianapolis. Well, on the other side, interior defensive line, they bring in Allen and Hargrave, but all four of those guys are coming back from injury-plagued seasons. All four of them have Pro Bowl potential. But, you know, there's a little bit of hope there that they can all come back and play at the level they used to be at. So if they don't, you know, we gave out a lot of money to these guys, but the hope is eventually if they can come in and reclaim who they once were. Still, the Hargrave and Allen a little bit older too. But if they're able to be anything like what they used to be, pairing them alongside Grenard, Van Ginkle, you're hoping Dallas Turner can get going after a rough rookie season. That's going to be, you know, I don't want to say purple people eaters, but meet at the quarterback will be a pretty good motto for that group.
Let's talk about the safety position. I'm assuming you're fine. The cornerback position I'm interested in, because some changes there. And anytime I see Jeff Okuda's name on a depth chart, I shake my head and go, well, they should pray for that team. What say you about the cornerback position?
This has been the most nervous position for me of the offseason. And I think it's been pretty ignored by a lot of people who cover the Vikings. Byron Murphy was a huge guy to bring back. We needed to do that. That was arguably the biggest move we had to do this offseason. But you know, one of our more viral clips recently was that we were at the NFL draft in Green Bay, and I had my eyes on Will Johnson. Now, as we were going live during the draft, we weren't getting all the updated information on his knee injury and just how severe it might be. So when we took Donovan Jackson with Will Johnson on the board, I kind of had a little freak out. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
We need help at corner. And, you know, we did need help on the interior with Jackson. So ultimately, I was happy with that pick. But one thing I keep saying over this call, right, it's like we're hoping this works. We're hoping this works. Well, it's the same thing with cornerback. Isaiah Rodgers is someone coming in from Philly that has never really been a number two in his career. And you're hoping he can be. And Mekhi Blackmon is another guy coming off a big knee injury. And then there's the whole Okuda experiment, which apparently he's been very good, but you know, everyone looks good in shorts. So I think the cornerback room is the one that I have circled this season, as if that unit steps up, the defense, like this defense with a good cornerback room will be ferocious. At the same time, we've all seen defenses that lack corner depth, especially when you're playing against Jordan Love and Jared Goff. I mean, these precision guys, like, they'll pick you apart.
Last one, Paul Farrington of the Paul Farrington Show. Check him out on YouTube. Subscribe, like, follow, all that fun stuff, just like we say for the fan Milwaukee. What are expectations for this team? Are expectations double-digit wins and a playoff berth?
I think they are. I think expectations are to get back to the playoffs. I'd love to sit here and say, hey, this is a team that can go and compete for the Super Bowl right now. But I think that would be a little unfair to JJ. That's the hope, right? We're hopeful that if JJ comes in and can play at a high level, this can be a deep playoff run caliber team. But I do think that requires JJ to be very good, right? Everyone keeps talking about the Vikings as, oh, you just plug a quarterback in, and if he's okay, they'll be fine.
Right.
That's true. You can get to the playoffs, right? You can get a wild card berth with fine play from quarterback. But to go on a real run, you know, even Nick Foles when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, like, there's a couple big-time throws and big-time games you're going to need to show up for, and that's where we'll determine if this Vikings team are true contenders or if they're just, you know, maybe a pest for a one or a two seed in the early rounds. So I'd say wild card is the expectation. The hope is to be able to push further than last season.
There he is, Paul Farrington, the Paul Farrington Show on YouTube. Again, follow him on Twitter at The Farrington Show. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. And hopefully y'all don't get swallowed up by a tropical storm. That would be good.
Yeah, right. Hopefully it's their survival is what we're rooting for.
So that's right.
We'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Take care. There he is, Paul Farrington, joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He was really, really good. That was fun.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.